listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We only have a half an hour, and I don't know if a pastor can take a half an hour on the radio. Pastor Scott Tom with Cross Christian Fellowship in studio. Hi, Scott.
Hey, thanks for having me in. I can be concise.
Now, hey, I'm just teasing you, and you know that. Because you are concise. In fact, you've done a number of things with us here on the radio, and you answer questions, you give people what they need, and I'm excited. Of course, Pastor Scott Tom is the pastor, senior pastor of Cross Christian Fellowship. They're located at 6721 Edith Boulevard Northeast, Suite B, here in Albuquerque. They're a little bit north of the intersection of Edith
and Osuna.
And Osuna. Mm-hmm. And you have 10 a.m. Sunday service, and Wednesdays right now online at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff. How's that technology thing working out?
You know, I love technology, and I've been in it a long time. I just resisted forever going online until the whole pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's going. It goes well, and we got a good team that does our soundboard and all electronics and all that and run it out there. So
good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm used to being on the radio. I'm used to building computers and doing all that. So that wasn't a big deal, the transition. It just is one of those just unusual times. So
yes, sir.
Roll with the punches.
Scott, you've been talking about your Shepherd School. You're asking men to come and look into that. You're going to start that in January. Tell us about your Bible college and what's different about it.
Yeah, it's unique because when you think Bible college, people think, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to do midterms. I'm going to have to stay up late studying. I'm going to do all these papers. And it's nothing like that at all. It's really unique in the sense of we don't do finals and midterms and all that. There is an abundance of information, but we treat it in such a way that you have, you go from short term to long term memory. And so I don't have to throw a bunch of tests at you. Plus, you get the same professor for 2 years, right? Along with when you go in there, the first quarter has 14 PhDs you learn from. But, when you have the same professor, he can make sure that you learn and you're retaining the things you have. Plus, there's a huge emphasis on leadership and character. And that's what we need today, whether it be in the home or a lay ministry or somebody going to plant a church, they have to have that. And we just don't talk about it. We help you gain it.
Tell us what your ministry goal is in providing the Shepherd School.
You know, it stems from taking men to be the leader of their home at the very simplistic floor. You were an athlete. You know, they talk about having a floor and then a ceiling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so where is that person?
Unfortunately, the floor and ceiling for my athletic ability were closer together. In fact, yeah. I don't even know if you could stand up in that room, but that's another topic.
That's another topic. I remember you, and you're a really good player. So the idea here is that we got to take people closer to their ceiling. And that's what this is geared for. Whether it be the ceiling as I'm a parent and I'm a father, it's ministry minded. So it's really going to work in lay ministry all the way up to church planting. And
you're even talking about the marriage ministry, being in your own marriage and being the spiritual leader of your home.
Amen. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Cause if you don't have good character, you can never have a good marriage. And so one of the things, not just knowledge of God, but it has to transform you. And the school is geared to be life transformative. And that's what's different about it. If you have the same, or if you have a professor for 16 weeks or 9 weeks, they could be great. Maybe you get a lunch with them or have some office hours with them, but they just basically are going to try to get you to learn the material. But if you had that same professor hanging around you for 2 years, then they can speak into your life. Then they can help you overcome anger issues or pornography or dealing with things in your life that really is holding you back from honoring the Lord. And so it's a unique opportunity.
Yeah. And I've got to say something now. So this means you don't have to be a perfect person to come be involved in the Shepherd School.
Yeah. Then we'd get no applications then, right?
So. Yeah. But I think sometimes people just automatic, and this is another voice coming from a different source. I'm not qualified.
No. And I'm glad you brought that up because that's actually one of the number one things that causes a person who goes through a Bible college, why they don't end up being a better parent or better father or in ministry that they desire to do and they know they have a calling is because they feel unqualified. Either they don't know enough or they don't feel like they measure up. And we cover both those, high education, high learning, but how to overcome those areas where you feel you're never going to be perfect, but you're not going to be on the bench because you have character issues, right? We overcome those character issues in those years so that you can participate in what God's called you to do. And it's so important because those two reasons. I don't know enough. I don't know how to answer questions. We will solve that. And most good schools will, right? The second one in which most schools don't deal with is heart issues. I deal with anger, Pastor Scott. How do I get over that? I deal with lust, or I deal with lying, or I deal with this pride. How do I get over these things so that I don't feel like I just have to sit in a pew because I'm not worthy to be up there? No one is. But we're called to serve, and we will help you bridge that gap between what your floor is and what your ceiling is. And it's a unique school to do that. We don't just preach it, we cause it.
What are some of the individual classes?
So like I talked about, the very first class, you're going to have 14 PhDs, but the very first class is character. We start with it, we continue with it, and we end with it. Character, character, character. For those 2 years, but we'll do things with, soteriology, or the doctrine of salvation, eschatology, prophecy, right? Hermeneutics, homiletics. We'll deal with things like pneumatology, the study of the Holy Spirit. What about the Trinity? We'll have cults and comparative religions. So somebody they'll know everything from the main ideas or the main cults like Jehovah's Witness or Mormons to even like the Moonies and other things. We even had a student who said, I never even heard of the Moonies. And after winter class, and then guess what? Met one at his workplace and was able to minister in a powerful way. And he's like, I never could have done that had I not gone to this shepherd school. And so we deal with very high quality, and we're pulling in teachers and pastors and leaders, a lot of good Calvary leaders, a lot of different pastors, theologians, top Christian thinkers, things like Dr. Gary Habermas, Dr. Norman Geisler, these kind of quality teachers are a part of the school where we either pay a royalty or they've lent us their actual classes.
And Dr. Geisler, of course, has passed on to be in heaven, but his materials are so amazing.
And he was one of my professors. So, and I got to spend some time with him, and I learned a great deal from him. So he has an extremely strong place in my heart.
So is your vision for the Shepherd School have a lot to do with your experience and your education and your training, and you're trying to fill in, make it more effective?
Yeah, look, it's a different kind of school for another reason that I went into ministry. I'd gone through regular Bible college. I'd gone through a pastoral program, a master's program, got into ministry, and